following program is presented by HAudio.com.
Very strange parasha. Vayitzi benish Yisraelis, v'hu benish Mitzri, b'sefen Yisrael. Somebody whose mother was Yisraelis and father was a Mitzri went out, vayinotzi b'machne, and vayiko b'nei isha Yisraelis is Hashem, v'yitalo, and vayivyos and Moshe. So you have this person who was Mikal Hashem Hashem, not clear what caused, whatever, the only thing Kari calls is Benishi Israelis, and that was the Mikal Hashem, and the shadow was what to do with the Mikal. The parish over here is not clear what exactly was that there. So Rashi says, the Chazal say, Rashi brings both of them. That's very strange, Mitzis. I mean, it seems to be a very unimportant halacha to be nichshal in Yirkas Hashem. In the sword Pas Lechem, and he said, you know, it's kind of old bread, and that's not covered to drink a Hashbarachu, so he was Mekal Hashem Hashem. I mean, it seems so ena mimina taina. The Bal Korchok, the pshad is that the teichin of the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim was the nekuda that made it, that was marshal him. And we have to bear in mind on what the nekuda is mitzad, the fact that Lechem Aponim stayed all week. What was the nekuda over here that this is the nekuda's mikshol of his? Also, the other time that they give, Chazal give a second time, that he was caught up, he didn't have a makom. Since he was a Ben Ish Mitzri, so Lamaisa, he didn't have a place in any Shevet particularly, and he wandered from Shevet to Shevet, and the Mela, he lost out his Nachla, and he was Mekal Hashem Hashem. So that's at least more understandable in terms of a person's Kerevs HaNefesh. A person felt he didn't have a makom, was a bitter, and as a result of that, he was Mekal Hashem Hashem. But I think that there's both of them are Vayetze Benishi Yisraelis. Lemaisa, even according to the Pshat that we're talking about Lechem Aponim, the Pasuk still is Madgish that it was a Ben Isha Yisraelis and Ben Ish Mitzri. There was a Vayinotsu. The Pasuk is Madgish that there was a problem with the fact that it was an Ishmitsu, a Ben Ishmitsu. So even if you learn that the Pshad is Aslechem upon him, and it's still the Nakuda that he was a Ben Ishmitsu, a Mitzvah Bar Yisraelis, is the Nakuda over here that caused it. And Bar Karachach, there are two parts of the same Indian in different families. And that's a good I'd like to understand. Also, besides that, there's also a problem that it was a big mace. The Lechem Aponim was warm, the mace. And everyone is aiming on it. So, Adab, if anything, it should be a chizik termina, not a steer termina. In the parasha of, the pasuk has a strange range of parashas. First you have the parasha of Me'adim, all of them, this is the parasha of Me'adim. Then you have a parasha of Lechem Aponim, Menorah and Lechem Aponim, both of them. And then it goes on with the Mekal. The Lechem Aponim and the Menorah, both of them were a p'china of Chamid. But there was a lot of Hebdalim, and both of them had a certain element of a nace. In the Shem and Zayas, it says was a nace. That it lasted, you would start with the Ne'amah Ravi and finish with the Ne'amah Ravi. And it says it was Eidus Hi Leboy Olam that Shechina Sheir B'Yisrael. Masha'in Kain in, by Lechem Aponim, it also says Lechem Aponim was a nace, it was an ongoing nace that the Lechem was always fresh. It says when the Olam Yisraelim used to come, they would show it. They would pick up the shulchan, and they would show it to Kalal Yisrael, and say, "Ruchi basim lefnei amokim." Take a look how chaviv yach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are a lot of Hevdelim. Both of them seem to be ongoing Nisim to prove a point about Ashuras Hashkina. But there are a lot of Hevdelim in the Lashonis. First of all, the Menorah is called an Eidus. It's called the Eidus because Eidus in the whole Bayola. The Lechem Aponim, it says Ru'u. They tell him, take a look. Riyas is stronger than Eidus. Like Shalite Shmir Gidal Miriya. Which is, it's even strange because the Lechem Aponim is hard to see anything. I mean, it's not that easy to, by seeing, to tell the difference between older bread and fresh bread. But B'chol Oifen, hear the Lashon is Eidus and hear the Lashon is Ru'iya. That's one Afkimina to Lechem Aponim Neriya. A second Afkimina is that Lechem Aponim, the Neira was the Chol Boy Oilam. And the Lechem Aponim was Dafke to Klai Yisrael. It was Dafke to Klai Yisrael by Ali Leregel. And this was, the Neira was for the Chol Boy Oilam. Out of the windows were shaped in a way where it would always shine out. Third of all, the what exactly it shows is also a Nafkimina. Eidus that is Shechina Shoyer be Yisrael, and here Re'u Chibastum Lefnei Amokim. There's a difference. This is Shechina Shoyer, and this is Chibastum. And you have to understand what the both of them are Giluyim of some sort of Ashgacha Vakadosh Baruch Hu for Yisrael. One is called Shechina, one is called Chibastum Lefnei Amokim. And I like to understand those Nafkiminas. The other Nafkiminas also. This is the Neiris I call the Fnei Hashem Tomid. That's what it does. Lechem Aponim, it says Yachanef Hashem Tomid. V'hoisa la'aron levada v'chalu v'mrochim kodesh k'kodesh Hashem ulei misha Hashem chokolo. There's a big difference in the safe pasuk. The safe pasuk of Menorah is Lefnei Hashem and Tomid. That's it. And by us, by Lechem Aponim, it's Lefnei Hashem Tomid me'ez b'nei Yisrael bris oilam. So both of them have a Lifnei Hashem Tamid, but Lechem Aponim adds on a whole other Inyan to that Lifnei Hashem Tamid. So you have two Simonim over here, two Inyanim that are very similar, and yet there are a lot of nuances of difference in how they both portray the ongoing Keshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's interesting also to note that showing the Lechem, the Menorah was a constant reminder that Shechina Shoyer be Yisrael. The Menorah was there Tamid, the windows were open Tamid, they were in a way where it shone out, and the Menorah was the Indian, the element of constant Lifnei Hashem. In Lechem Aponim, it was only by Shalosh Regalim, which is the times of Klai Yisrael comes up, which was at fairly infrequent intervals. Here was Tamid, and here the Shulchan Kaiser was not Tamid. And another interesting knach is that picking up the Shulchan to Klal Yisrael created a problem in Halacha. Halacha turned the Shulchan into Kli Metalpul, and the Mela, it could be Mekabel Tumah. There was a risk involved. The Menorah was not Mistalpul, there was no Kabbalah Tumah under normal circumstances. In the Lechem Aponim, the Shulchan was lifted up. And the Mela, it carried itself the problems of becoming a Kli that could be Mekabel Tumah. They're interesting. I mean, they basically endangered it, and they had to find a way to be playable with it afterwards if it became Tumah. They basically endangered a Kli to show the Chibasim Hei Yisrael. One more, in the Medrash, in Bamidbar, it says, the Medrash has a stira between the Pasuk, Voya Misper Nei Yisrael shall yimidly suffer. So the Medrash asks, it's a stir in the pasuk. It says, "Vayu misvah Yisrael." Klai Yisrael is counted. There will be the numbers in Klai Yisrael, and then it says, "Ashol leyimad lo yisafer." The Klai Yisrael cannot be counted. They're infinite. So the Medrash says, "Amar Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shimon Levi." So a lot of terutzim in Chazal, but Mishu Oimer Vayu misvah Yisrael Chayze Vayu Mashalim lo yisafer. How can you say both together? If you can't count them, how do they have a number? So on that, the answer is Kishem Shu Oimer. It says Vayetzi Ben Isha Yisraelis, our parasha. It also says Vayilochet Ochan Ben Karmi. V'shem ish Yisrael amukah zimri ben solu. La'elu yesh mispah avu tzadikim mashalim le'yosafet. These people have a mispah, but the tzadikim don't have any mispah whatsoever. So the general parents of the Medrash is interesting tzadikim reshoyim. But it picks the strangest, if we are to ask us, pick out the reshoyim in Klai Yisrael. Korach, Das Naviram, you know, to dig out, to be very anonymous. Vayetzi Vidish Yisrael, this is one they found. They found the Shem Yisrael Amukha, and Vayelachel Ochem Ben Karmi. I mean, why did they dig up these three doctrines? And the first one is our example. Kishem Shem Vayetzi Vidish Yisrael, and that it says that they have a mispah. It's interesting. What's the picking out all these people? There are plenty of Hashem. Koyach stands out. Koyach Adosai. If you really want to look for Hashem, Adosai Aviram are the constant ones. It's not picking out the issues really over here. There's the Mekoshes also. It doesn't say anything about the Mekoshes over here. What does he want over here? The Yishben Mispah. Okay, let's understand. Let's go back to Lechem HaPanim, and let's try a little bit to understand the Indian of the Lechem HaPanim. The tzura, basically what we're trying to do aimed on is the tzura's nafkemina between the Lechem HaPanim and the Menorah. There's a sugya in Psachim, in Yonim of Isavaheta, called Yesh Vachetzim Bepas, which means like this. That if a person bakes bread, so if any component to the bread itself is asur, it's asur. There's a shayla called zim. It's a goyim in halacha, but it's taruvis. You have flour that's asur and water that's mutter or whatever, different ingredients, belongs in taruvis tikkun yonim. What if you bake it with something that is asur b'hanra? So, and you're not allowed to. But once you baked it, what din does the lechem have? So the sugya is called Yesh Vachetzim Bepas. Do I look at the heat that the Eitzim gave off as being part of the bread or not? It baked, and it was also to bake it. But and you get marks to bake it. But once I finish baking it, do I look at the process as being locked into the bread or not? That's the Yesh Vachetzim Bepas, which means that there are sometimes something affects something and it caused it to be something, but it does not remain in the thing that affected, like a catalyst. It's true that at a critical moment I caused it to bake, but today it's not part of it. Let's go a step further. The warmth of the bread when you take it out from the oven, so the flour stays the same, the water stays the same, whatever things were baking the bread, the ingredient stays the same. If you take it out of the oven, it's warm, the heat dissipates and it's gone. And that's why it stops being fresh. It's no longer hot and so on. So that means that there is a process that a person puts into something, and the thing itself can either retain it or it can lose it. Retaining it would be if you already have shvachetz in the past. Losing it is if ain't shvachetz in the past, or like the heat, like the freshness, like the warmth that becomes that dissipates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim come in two ifanim, the ongoing giluyim in the bria. There is, like we spoke a little bit last time, Mechadesh B'tuvah Chayim Tamid, there are chidushim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in, nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into the world constantly. Anything that has in itself a yesh ma'ayindika tam to it is ongoing nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ongoing chidushim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are chidushim in the Bria, and that is one type of mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim. There's another type where wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, it remains in the place that was his Gala. Lamashal, let's just take a very a dogma. The Ramban that we say over Shabbos, sometimes Ramban, that says that the Beis HaMikdash was focused around the luchis in the Aron, because it was ki'ilu a perpetual matan Torah. So the nesinas luchis, we were able to, so to speak, box in the nesinas luchis. We were able to preserve the nesinas luchis and retain it. Like something that's, you know, in Shabbos you have a category, there's moisiv hevel, zeina moisiv hevel, there's a haysofa of chaymen, and there's not a haysofa of chaymen, there's atmana that's moisiv and not moisiv. There is the ability to keep the thing with the original chaym that was there to start. That is two oifanim in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim are ongoing. Either by mechadeh du chaym tamid, that there's a constant mice of kiddushin, and Nisim are the biggest example of it, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nest, or it's possible to retain the old nest and preserve it as it was. The nafgemina between the two, in other words, where is the nekuda what does it depend? It depends on the mekabel. The problem with why you normally can't keep the heat is because the bread radiates it out. The bread can't retain the heat. If you were to put it into something that keeps heat very well, like hatmana of different types, the hatmana keeps heat, so it has the ability to retain the heat. The difference is mitzad the mekabel, not mitzad the noisin. Mitzad the noisin, the first time is enough. Except since the mekabel doesn't hold on well to it, doesn't preserve it, so it constantly loses and dissipates. So in the Mahalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim and so on, there are some things that are new chidushim, some things we can retain the old chidush. The nafkemin is mitzad the mekabel, not mitzad the maisim. It's a maila mitzad the mekabel that is able to retain the original the way it was, and if not, then there's a need for constant for making a new nesin, a new chidush. Those are the two mahalchim, the difference between neiris and lechem aponim. As far as boy oilam goes, then boy oilam do not retain anything. The world as a whole is not someone that is shayach, doesn't keep onto Dvar Hashem, keeps losing it. And the Mela, it needs something which is an ongoing chiddush. And therefore, the Ner Maravi is a bechina of a Briya Yesh Me'ayim. It's a bechina of a Yesh Me'ayim constantly giving off. There's not enough Shemen to light. We see all the other six ones went out already. And this one started before and finishes last. So there's mice of gracious going on constantly. Because Boy Olam don't retain, they're not a kibul for retaining that which they got. And the Mela, it dissipates, and you need a constant little mice of gracious to keep on a Rayah Hashkoch. So the first thing is that it is a, that's the difference between Hadlakas Neiris, which is the whole boy Oilam, and Lechem Aponim, which is for Klal Yisrael. Secondly, something that's niklat by me is called Re'iyah. Something that's niklat by me means I don't have to believe you. If somebody tells me a svara that makes an awful lot of sense, so I don't keep saying, oh, Yankel told me this and this, and I trust him. Don't you see it? It's partial. Something that's not really, it doesn't make sense to me, or I don't really understand it, or I don't know it, but so-and-so, who's a big doctor, said that this is the right thing to do. I listened to him. So-and-so, who's a big financier, said to this, fine. So the difference is, Re'iyah is something that's niklat by the person that saw it. Eidus is, I trust it. It's proof. I brought proof. For the boy Olam, you need Eidus, because they don't have a klita for the etzim, so you have to keep proving emunah, you have to keep proving hashgacha. So kansei shma'ayin is edus of chobay olam. Chlal Yisrael is koiled as the etzim, the kibul to be koiled goes in yonim, And b'meila it's a kind of riyah, not a kind of apes. Despite the fact that one is with the eye more, I mean, the menorah is with the eye, and the bread is loved up with the eye. That's what everybody feels, what everybody sees. But the difference in riyah and shmir is the difference mitzad the klipa or mitzad just an outside proof. And third of all, the outside riyah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sharing Klal Yisrael by the neiros. That's what we're proving. We're proving, Kilu, that if you want a place from where Shechina radiates, from where is Hashgacha happening, from where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechadosh Gracious, that's from Klal Yisrael. In Lechem Aponim, it's a different setting. It's Ru'uchi Baschem Lefnei Amokim. And as far as I'm saying, Chibazim Amokim means Klal Yisrael's Ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look that Klal Yisrael has in itself the ability to retain the Chvivas and Chvivas. And that's why the Menorah was constant, and Lechem Aponim was from period to period, because Adrava, the show of the Chivasim is that even after a lapse of time, you still have the Chiva. Klal Yisrael would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from time to time, from the Shalosh Regalim. At that time, Klal Yisrael would look at themselves and say, "Ruuchi baschem lefnei amokim." The Metzias of Klal Yisrael contained the chibah that contains that keeps that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Zmiris that the Arizal was mitakin for Shabbos. In Shabbos in the morning, there's a very interesting line. It says, "Yigalalon taima the trace on Nahama." HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be megalatos the tam of the 12 halos of Lechem Aponim. So there's a. Some people in Pshat that we don't have the tam for Lechem Aponim. It's been written about it, but the Pashto Pshat is, and that's the way Pashto learned up. Yigalalon taima the means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the tam of the 12 halos. We should feel the tam of it. And L'chutz Mada, of all the mitzvahs, I mean, what about the tam of Shabbos and the tam of 100 other things in the Beis HaMikdash? To pick out of all the mitzvahs that we want to be ma'arish the tam in that, it's very strange why that's the place that we want to ma'arish the tam. What about the tam of that's the mitzvah Shabbos? Why don't his followers should be Megalotam? The Terence is because the toichin of the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim is that we retain the tam of the original. It doesn't lose, the mitzvah Lechem Aponim is that it keeps in itself the original flavor. So just like, since the Lechem Aponim, the Shabbos was its mitzvah, all other mitzvahs, that's not the ikka, the tam. The tam is a good thing, it's a nice thing. Since the Lechem Aponim, the retaining of the original flavor is the atzmius of the mitzvah, that's the chefza. So there is a mocking to this fall that we want the gilui of the tam, because the tam is the ikka of it. That is what the mitzvah is. There's another knage to it. He says, the Arizal adds to that line. He says, "Yigalon time of place in Ahama, the Pseira." It says, "The Iva Ois Kfula, the Klisha." This is Shayach to the double Ois and Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is the two Hays. Let's understand that with something in the parasha here. It says, "Vayikra v'shem Hashem," so the Tzaddik brings the Zoya that specifically, he cut off the hay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And it said, in order to protect his mother. That's the Lashon of the Zayah. So Tzadik explains that the hay in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Keneged Klal Yisrael, Keneged Knesset Yisrael, and that's where he had his issues. And the Meila striking at the hay was a way in which he got his revenge. That's what Sodis has. Let's try to understand. Let's try to be Masbid Hezbollah a little bit. Let's try to understand a little bit. We've spoken a few times. Hey is the Lashon Nekeva is hey. The hey is the letter that makes Lashon Nekeva out of words for that cloud. And in the very passage is called Isha Kimi Ish Lekocha. That means in the hey, the Maila of Nekeva Lamashal, there's Alocha that sometimes the Zeras Niklat, sometimes it's not Niklat. If it's not Niklat, then there's no Hiroyim. If it's Niklat, there's Hiroyim. So it means the Pu'ula of the Zohar, the Pu'ula of a Zohar is a Maisa Zriya, it's a one-time Maisa. The Pu'ula of the Nekeva, so to speak, is the Koyach to contain it and to retain it in the way it was, and to be koyler. That is the koyach of Nekeva. So the ois hei is the chelik of the bria that's able to be makabu. It's koyler. It allows the thing to become mishtarish and retain its original chiyus. If it's not koyler, the thing loses its chiyus, and after gimel yomim it's sirfim. That's the mitzius of the bria. That's the hei of the Nekeva of the bria. I don't like to play with words, but the atzeres, it says atzeres means to contain something. Like the bayon tovim, atzeres, shmini atzeres is meloshin, to contain something, retain something. In the word atzura lanu me'isha is a pasuk by David, that he said atzura lanu me'isha, and there's a shayin of Markushin of atzurasi, meaning a lashon kedushin, and shayla it means to refrain or it means to retain. So shayla in the Gemara there, what atzurasi lashon kedushin, and the pasuk actually speaks about lechem apanim over there. The pasuk speaks about he wanted to get a piece of lechem apanim, and he told him you can't. He said atzur lanu meisha. The rem is balmer, but al kapanim the koyach of nekevus is to be mekabel and to retain it with the original chiyus. And the middle of the thing, that's the koyach of the cave in the world. Klal Yisrael is called Knesset Yisrael. It's Melosh, it's Machnis in itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah, and retains it. Our job, the Torah's, of Mekabu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah, is to retain his Hashpah, and to be koyled it, and the middle, it will keep living, it'll keep surviving, and will be Matzmiach. That is Klal Yisrael, B'Teres Knesset Yisrael. A person in Klal Yisrael, there's two Eifanim to be in Klal Yisrael. There's one Eifin of Geirus. Geirus is that anyone from Ba'olam that comes to be Nikolat by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Kachos Mekabahu. So there's an ongoing process of creating Yisrael through Geirus. The Bas Nadif, Avraham Avinu, Bas Vitosh, Avraham Avinu, Shanad Valiboy, to become a Ger and to be Nichas Chanteshkin. That's one Mahala. In Hilchos Yuchsim, so it's actually the last Mishnah of in the Perek, an Akum in Yuchsim. The derech klal we go with the father. The father's mantra, so Kohen Levi, as opposed to Yisrael, is the father's determination. By the goyim, akum, shaval akum, the ummah is by the father. Whether it's a knaini, whether it's yivusim, whether it's one of the shmoina, whether it's amaleki, all those determinations are the father. That's one mahalaf. There is a new mahalaf that you go to the keva. For anything that's coming out of the line from Klal Yisrael, something where the Be'etzim is no Zriya and there's Ischachus, something that there can't be a Kesher, but there's a Chiddush, the Nekeva can be Mechadish. So you have Akum Vevet Ababas Yisrael, the Vlad is Yisrael, because that's a different Mahalach than the Mahalach of Yisrael Abba Yisraelis. Yisrael Abba Yisraelis, he Be'etzim is Mamshich, he's Mamshich Avraham Avinu to him. Akum Vevet Ababas Yisrael, it's a chiddush, like Geirus, similar to that. It's the koyach of Yisrael that But these are two mahalchim of Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mahalach of the mahalach of somebody that whose Av is Yisrael is Hemshech. It's Knesset Yisrael. It's Atzeres. It's holding in and containing the Kedusha of Avraham Avinu forever. It's the Nekuda of the Avos HaKadoshim. And there's a mahalach of Chidush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel Geirim and so on. And the pasuk speaks about it. The pasuk says Ahava Mina. The Geir or the Saris that I have no, the Ben HaNechar or the Saris that I have no Mokin Kari, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me Yad Vashem. But it's a different mahalach. One is a mahalach, a direct mahalach, and it has its milus. That's why the gears and stavit in the levels again, so on and so forth. And there's the mahalach of retaining in Klal Yisrael what was there before. That was the mitzvah of this Ben Ish Mitzri. This Ben Ish Mitzri belonged to that chelak. He came into Klal Yisrael via his mother. He had no hemshah from before, and the mele he couldn't dehair the maila of what was there before. The maila of something that retains its warmth from before is something that wasn't shaykh to him. Klal Yisrael, that Abnei Banav Shal Avraham Avinu, and L'Netzach Netzachin, Klal Yisrael retains Kedushas Avraham, that they have the hair that Lechem can keep its chayim even from the Shabbos or Shabbos, the whole week. The whole mahalach, the whole kibbutz. He wasn't shaykh to the parasha. And the Mela, on the personal level, obviously he was upset. But the Vayikrav Shem Hashem is, the Zohar says specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa of Mechadosh B'Tuvoy of Chidush HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that's something that he could relate to. The Hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is Klal Yisrael as the Makabul and containing in itself the hashpah that was there before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues gracious, not because he makes a new mace, but because Klal Yisrael retains as fresh as before the memory of the mace that was. That's something that he was mukta to, and that's what he rebelled against. And that's what the Vayetzi was. So the Indian, the practical Indian was that he didn't have a nachla. His own status became difficult, and there were obvious pashnigiyas. But the teichin of both these inyanim was the hair of being mamshik was there before. That a person can retain the nachlas others as others, that's something he wasn't shy of. We asked about the chazal, that why it picks out for you Misra Bnei Yisrael and Lo Yimoid, and it says Misra, and he picks out this one. I don't want to be mad about the other two that it's another Chazal brings, but what he brings over here is this was somebody that was Mafkia himself in Klal Yisrael. The Tzura that it Shayach to Deiris loses Misra because of Nitzchias. That's Netzach Yisrael. If the others is given Yerushos Olam and it's Yerusha Adi Ad, then there is no Misra because it's Nitzchias. The mahalach of this person was he was mafki himself from a klal. He couldn't relate to klal, the knesses, and the mela, he becomes a defined being. And mispas chalahim. The word vayikrav also means to specify, like nachla yischarcha, to give a specific number, to be magna something and give it its own mitzias. That's also called a mispah. I'd like to take the inyan down again to something that we can do more. I mean, there's inyanim gvoyim about the hay and Klal Yisrael and all those inyanim. I want to bring it over into inyanim that is more shaykh to us. A person is naturally more affected by something new. Teva Adam is misur from a davar chadash, and therefore the normal mahalach is that a person always looks for new things. New drachim and being oivid, a new deher, a new vart. A person always, and it's the Makas Medina that people learn to be shaykh to chadoshes only. And the Mela, It's interesting. America is the etzem and uma that has no shrushim. So the male, they can't relate to shrushim. They can't. The whole metzias of the uma that we live in is lacking. It's everyone is a self-made man. So the male, there's no tam in anything. There's no mahalach and havana that the etzem, there's a tam in something that was there before. A person looks to be more himself. They stimulate himself in learning, stimulate himself in avodah, stimulate himself in regish. And the person, the direction is always to find something more, some higher standard, some sharper niggin, some newer niggin, and the person doesn't understand that if it's needed, it's needed. But that's a hafgah from the Tzura Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is spoken of in terms of loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Dveikus and Bris and all those Inyanim, we're not, besides that, and loyalty and so on and so forth, it also means that the Maila Klal Yisrael is that they retain the Hashkav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The faithful Isha is not just the Pshat that doesn't leave and go anyplace else. The faithful Isha is that she's Kolet and keeps alive the hashpa of the zecher. The real inyan and klai is what's called Knesset Yisrael, because they retain in themselves something. The reason there was a certain klai Yisrael has tremendous respect and chiba for skenim, because a zaken ain't a gamer person who just opened his eyes and has a chiddush that he says, to a person that sat on a chiddush for 70 years. A person that it's like yayin that has a tam skenim, it's because it retains in itself the tam. It's not the pshat that the yayin at the 70th year all of a sudden gets a great new flavor. The containing with itself a tam for 70 years, that's the yichud of tam skenim. A pasuk retains its original tam because it's the person still has in itself the tam of the way it's given Sinai. The vadvarim smeichim ke nisidasim b'Sinai means I retain it. That's why Chazal does a kpeda and a lot of halachas that's kisinai, that has to be the reses, the bezeya, and so on. The because the etzem, the gavos in Torah is not that the person is mechadish, it's that the person retains, that the person still has, it still has the burden, still has that time of what was there before. You find in Chazal a kpeda to say over things belosh rabbi. The rabbi said silk and dices, he said also silk and arista, I think, over there by every tefillah. So he said over the same lashon. You find in the Rishonim, today there's the Malach is to try to rephrase this. If you take a look at the Rishonim, every single Rishon takes the Lashon of the previous one. The Rif uses the Gemara's Lashon, and only when he needs to be Mazbir does he air to change the word. The Rambam uses the Lashon Gemara Lahafli, unless it's not clear enough and he's got to air his Knech. The Shulchan Aruch is Matik the Lashon Rambam Kol Shonim, unless it's Choylek on it, unless Greira. The Ramosh tells to his agos to the Lashon Shachar. It's the pshat because the mahalach of Christ is to retain what's there. The chiddush is only when there's a nesei birun on those there. But it's not the mahalach of constantly looking to make new. The real tetzura of Christ by mitosei is to keep, not to lose the time that was there before. If a person had his eris in davening once, it's not to find a new way to write davening, but to keep reawakening that old nekudah was there before. There's a lashon in Shir Hashirim, quoted a lot of times in Rashi for the Sefer Dekra. I wanted to quote it for the over there we're talking about Yishakeni, Minishikas, Piyu, Kitayim, Nadechim, Yoyin. So we quoted it quite a few times at the end of Rashi, where he says, "Muftachim me'isa lefi oidalem," that we have Avtocha Kadosh Baruch Hu will once again appear to us and give us over time and turn and so on. There's a ratio to that Rashi. Rashi, the Reish goes, V'nema dugna shaloi, al shem shenosan terasei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah, V'dibei ma'impanim alpanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with Chayas alpanim alpanim, V'oysim doidin, and that ava, Oidam arevim aleim mikol shashua, still, Chayas still remembers it fondly, more than any other experience they've ever had. In other words, the goyim for chiddush, the aftacha that Blessed Lava Kachrovu migalos more taimin, is contingent on the fact that we retain the old tam. What keeps us going when we don't have it, and that's the lashon chiba. Ruchi basno te amokrin, chiba is usually a lashon given when there was a pause. For instance, it says that a kala that issues tevelas is chaviva or baila, like when she was nechas l'chupa. Adayin chavivus alai. Chavivus is usually given over in terms of something that is me'es leis. It says aydi the chavivi a mitzvah b'shaita is chaviv. Things that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, things that come with gaps and intervals, carry itself chavivus. Chavivus is where the person retains in himself the time of what was there before. And the mela in the person's direction should be, it's certainly as a person grows and strikes, there are new giluyim, and a new chidushim because the person grew. But the mela of Klai Yisrael, the takus of Klai Yisrael is that the person is Knesset Yisrael, that they retain in themselves, they absorb and contain in themselves what they were given, and preserve its freshness and its warmth and its tam toiv. That the person sees we have a keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ruchi basam te'amokim, that the lechem retains the same tam when it was given, mishabbos l'shabbos, and whatever we will be zeich in the future in terms of chiddush is contingent that oisim advarim are still arevim aleinu mikol shashua.
You have been listening to aishaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.